God and his precious son, Jesus. Amen to the saints on tonight. I just give honor, praise, and glory that God has given me this opportunity once again to sit before you and to share a word. Amen. I'm going to ask that the saints tonight would turn with me to Isaiah 14. I'm going to be reading verses 12 through 15. Amen. Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. Amen. And forgive me if I found a little hoarse tonight. I'm just getting over some things. Amen. But God is good and he continues to just bless. I thank him for his strength. I thank him for keeping me and my family, for each and every one of you tonight, amen. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 14, 12 through 15, and it reads as this. It says, "For how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." 15 says, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell in the sight of the pit." Amen. Amen. Saints, I want to talk tonight about the negativity of pride. Amen. Because there's nothing good in pride. Amen. And we see that in God's word. Amen. I'm going to read 13 again. It says, and I want you to hear this because it's a lot of eyes in this. Amen. And this is what pride is all about. Pride is about self. Amen. It says in 13, it says, "But thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation and the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Amen. Now, when we read this here, Isaiah gives us a good look at the cause of Lucifer's fall from heaven. Amen. He says, "How have thou fallen from heaven, son of God? You have been cut down to the earth. You have been weakening the nations." Amen. Now, when you look at that, it says here, Lucifer, that name, it literally means morning star. Amen. In the Latin, Lucifer, the name, is an ancient Roman given to the morning star. Literally means bearer of light. The Hebrew or meaning means star bringer. Amen. So when you read this, Satan must have been a glorious angel full of light at one time, but then something drastic happened to him. Amen. Because in 14, Isaiah 14, 13, it says, "But thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also from the mount on the congregation in the sides of the north." Now, when it says this, when it talks about, "For thou hast said in thine heart," when you look at Jeremiah 17:9, it says this, it says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen. Who can know it? Here we read that Lucifer was full of himself, amen, full of pride, and wanted to ascend to heaven and raise his throne above God. Amen. Meaning he wanted to sit above the throne of God. This fall must apparently happen shortly after the earth was created, for he had been cast down to earth. Amen. So before this, the earth was created and Lucifer was cast down. Amen. Because of pride, Lucifer wasn't satisfied with the state. He wanted more, in which is why it is written, "I will ascend. I will make myself." It's a lot of eyes in what Lucifer is talking about here. Amen. Now, the biblical sin of pride refers to high or exalted attitude. The synonym for pride in the Bible are insolent, preconsumptual, arrogant, and conceit. It also talks about high-minded and haughtiness. Amen? See, with pride, saints, pride prevents the growth of virtue. Amen? Pride alters communication where people don't even want to come around you. They don't even want to hear what you have to say. They don't even want to be around you. Amen? These are the things that pride does, and we see what pride did to Lucifer, who is now Satan. Amen? When you look, the Bible says there's 153 verses about pride in the Bible. Amen? Pride can do and cause a lot of damage. Amen? Again, pride can do and cause a lot of damage. When you put yourself on a pedestal, it makes it difficult for anyone to get close to you because you always think that you're above all other people, amen? You feel that you're high-minded, you're above everything, amen? Isaiah 14:14 says, I will ascend again. I will ascend. Satan is always talking about going up above, amen? In other words, Lucifer or Satan wanted to ascend above the height of the cloud. Satan wanted to be higher than God Almighty, amen? His luster is prideful heart saying, I will be like the Most High God. He wanted to be God because he desires worship, amen? Satan desires worship, amen? And he still desires that today, but what has happened is this. It's clear in Isaiah 14:15. It says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Do you know that when you try to exalt yourself above God or when you put yourself on a pedestal, there comes a hard fall. There comes a reality check. There comes something that's going to bring you down to show you you don't need to be where you are, amen? When you look at Revelation 20:10, and I'm just going to read this. Revelation 20:10 says this. It says, because the devil wanted to lift himself above God. It says this in Revelation 20:10. It says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophets are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Satan wanted to lift himself up. Amen. Anyone who is full of pride is at war with God. That's the bottom line. Anyone who is full of pride is at war with God because they don't recognize God as God. And they want God, they expect God to give them praise. Amen? With pride, you may feel you're in a high place better than everyone else, but this is only in your own mind. This is only in your own heart where you are that way. Amen? Because when you're a prideful person, people do not want to be around you. People do not want to be involved with you because any and everything that's said to you, you overtalk or you see things as what people are saying as being below you or beneath you, amen? Now, Proverbs 29:23 tells us this. It says, now again, that's Proverbs 29:23. It says, a man's pride shall bring him low. Amen? But honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Amen? Again, a man's pride shall bring him low. But honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Why is that? Why is that? Which is why James said in 4:10, he said this. James says this in 4:10. He says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen? It is never meant for us to lift ourselves up. Amen? Never meant for us to do that. It's never meant for us to boast about ourselves. Amen? If you want somebody to boast about you, let it be someone else boasting about you, but not you boasting about yourself. Amen? It says that he shall lift you up. Amen? He, God, shall lift you up. Amen? In Luke 14:8-10, it says this, and I'm going to read this out of the English Standard Version, amen, because I want us to see this. We should never put ourselves higher than others. Amen. Mm-hmm. Never put ourselves higher than others. Luke 14, 8 and 10 says this, and I'm reading again out of the English Standard Version. It says, when someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor. For a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give this person your seat, then you feel humiliated. Amen. Mm-hmm. You will have to take the least important place, but when you are invited, take the lowest part or take the lowest place so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you will be honored in the presence of all other guests. Amen. So when I say this, I say, never put yourself in a high place. Amen. Mm-hmm. Never think that you belong in a place just because you were called to that place. Amen? If you were called somewhere, take the leap and let the host invite you up. Amen? Hmm. Pride will have people thinking that they can go where they want and do whatever they want. But then there is a reality check that hits. Amen? Now, look at James 4 and 6. James 4 and 6, it says this. And write the scriptures down, saints. Just write the scriptures down because I'm going to be reading them. Amen. But James 4 and 6 says this. He says, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he says, God resisteth the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Now, it says proud. Amen. Now, this says proud. The difference between pride and proud, the Bible defines pride as arrogant, haughtiness, and conceit. Pride emphasizes self over others, and it rejects God's greatness. Pride occurs when sinful human beings subconsciously inspire to stature and position of God and refuse to acknowledge their dependence upon him. So what this is saying, that when you are lifted up, who are you giving the credit to? Amen. Who are you giving the credit to? Are you giving a credit to yourself that you're being lifted up, or are you giving credit to God that you're being lifted up? Because we have to understand this. There is nothing that we can do to lift ourselves up without God. Amen. Nothing we can do to lift ourselves up behind God. And a perfect example is in Isaiah and it's in Ezekiel when it talks about Satan trying to lift himself above God. And what does it say? It says that he was brought down. Amen. Many times people try to lift themselves up, but it's a hard fall, and it's a harsh fall because they think they're where they need to be when God is not calling them to be there. Amen? Now, the Bible definition of proud is this. It's having inordinate self-esteem, processing a high or unreasonable conceit of one's own excellence, either body or mind. Again, when it talks about pride and when it talks about proud, amen? Now, the dictionary says this about pride. It says, a sense of one's own proper dignity or value, self-respect. It says, pleasure of satisfaction taken in an achievement. Again, here's this word, arrogant or disdainful conduct or treatment or haughtiness. Amen? Now, the dictionary says this about proud. It says, feeling pleasure or satisfaction over something regarded as honorable or credible to oneself. Having or showing self-respect or self-esteem, giving a sense of pride. Giving a sense of pride. Highly gratifying, a proud moment. Amen? Now, proud refers to the feeling of pride. The difference between the two is this. And we're going to do a little English study right here. The difference between the two is that pride can be used as a noun or a verb, when proud can only be used as an adjective. Amen? So the two can be interchanged. It's all on how you use them. Amen? 1 Peter 5 and 5 tells us this. Let me get to this. 1 Peter 5 and 5 tells us this. Likewise, ye youth, submit yourself unto the elders. Yea, all of you being subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Amen. So God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Amen. So it's all about saints in these days. We have to humble ourselves before God. There's many verses in here that talks about humbling ourselves before God. It's not telling us to be prideful of the things that God has blessed us with, or to see ourselves above God. Amen. Proverbs 16:8 tells us this. It says this. Proverbs 16:18 tells us this. It says, pride goes before destruction. Now, that in itself should be more than enough to tell you what is behind pride, what is in pride, and what is of pride. Amen? Pride goes before destruction. When you are a prideful person, when your heart is full of pride, when your mind is full of pride, guess what else is coming behind that? Destruction. Destruction. Pride goes before destruction, and the haughty spirit before a fall. Every time it talks about pride, it always talks about a fall. Amen? It always talks about a fall. And a haughty spirit before a fall. Amen? Now, the word haughty means this. It means lifting up or to look down upon others from a lofty position, and that position is only for God to have, amen? The only time that we're to look down to someone is when we're helping them up, amen? But that position of above, that's for God and God alone, amen? To be haughty is to be full of pride, and God will not tolerate such an attitude, amen? Just as he didn't tolerate Lucifer crying, he won't allow that with us either, amen? Now, Ezekiel said this. Ezekiel wrote about a prior state of Lucifer by writing, you had the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. And at one time, the anointed share was covered. This is talking about Lucifer. You were blameless in your way for the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. Now, God describes the reason for Lucifer's fall, amen. It says, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom by reason for your splendor, amen. I cast you to the ground, amen, is what God is saying. Many people see themselves this way, saints. Pride gets in and pride takes over. Pride will cause you to lose friends. They will cause you to lose family members. Pride will cause you to lose a lot of things. Again, what the Bible says is before pride, there is destruction. After pride, there comes destruction. Amen? Ezekiel 28:17 says this. It says, thine heart was lifted up because of thine beauty. Thou hast corrupted thine wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Amen? Lucifer might have been one of the most glorious angels, full of light. But then something drastic happens. Amen? How many times have you seen people who are lifted up, good things start to happen, and the people that are around there that help them get to that way and get to that place, they look down on them. They don't want to have nothing more to do with them. They see them as nobody. Because as we say in the world, somebody's got the big head, amen? You got a big head. Now, you got a big head because you made it and this and that and this and that. We cannot allow pride in, amen? Because pride is nothing to play around with. Pride is no joke, amen? But it says his heart was lifted up because pride, due to his beauty, wisdom, and splendor. There are many in this unsaved world today just like that, and their faith will be the very same as Satan's, amen? Pride lifts you up, but humility will bring you down, amen? This is the time many should fall down before him and humble themselves, amen? This time is that time, amen? The sin of pride is considered rebellion against God, because it attributes to one's yourself the honor and glory that only God is due. Amen. Don't lift me up because of what I do. But I give praise, honor, and glory to him, the one that allowed me to be lifted up. Amen. I would never want people coming to me saying, you did this, you did that. No, that was God that did all of that. I give him the honor, the glory, and the praise. Not me. Amen. I don't want to be filled with that pride. Amen. But Proverbs 8 and 13 tells us this. It says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance. Mm-hmm. And the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. This is what Proverbs 8 and 13 says. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. What is evil? Pride is evil. And arrogance. And the evil ways and the forward mouth do I hate. But I'm going to read that in the NIV. It says this. It says, fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and a perverse speech. Amen. Pride, saints, is the opposite of humility. Amen. So it shouldn't be a hard thing to understand it. It shouldn't be a hard thing to get a grasp of. Amen. Because you can either be prideful, which is of the enemy and which is of evil, or you can be of humility, which is of God. And God said, I will lift you up, amen. I will lift you up. We are not to lift ourselves up, amen. Now, humility is a character quality that greatly pleases God, and one he rewards. God rewards that, amen. He gives favor to the humble. Favor to the humble. Proverbs 3:34 tells us this. It says, he mocks proud mockers, but he shows favor to the humble and oppressed. Amen? He mocks proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. Amen? The reward of humility and the reverence of worship, fears of the God, is rich in honor and life. The reward of humility and the reverence and the worshipful fear of the Lord is rich in honor and life. This is what you get when humility is within you, amen? Proverbs 22 and 4 tells us this. It says, humility is the fear of the Lord. It wages a rich in honor and life, amen? There is light in humility. There is riches in humility. There is honor in humility. Amen? But when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Amen? When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But humility comes wisdom. Amen? Pride stems from self-righteousness or conceit. It's sin. Bottom line, it's sin. However, God hates it because it hinders us seeking him. Amen? When you so full of yourself, you ain't got time to seek after God. Amen? When you so full of yourself, you ain't got time to compliment anybody else but yourself. Amen? Psalms 10 and 4 says this. It says this. Explains that the proud are so consumed with themselves that their thoughts are far from God. In his pride, the wicked does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. Pride can fill you. Pride can overtake you. Pride can consume you to where there is no room for you to even think of God. Amen. This kind of haughtiness, pride, is the opposite of the spirit of humility that God seeks. Amen. It's the opposite. So the opposite of pride is humility. Pride, you lift yourself up. Humility, God lifts you up. Amen. Now, thanks. I want to close with this. Matthew 5 and 3 says this. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit are those who recognize their need of God and his divine grace. It says nothing about pride here in Matthew 5:3. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit are those who recognize their need of God and his divine grace. Amen. Pride keeps. Pride consumes many people from accepting Jesus as their Savior. Amen. Admitting sin and acknowledging that in our own strength, we can do nothing without God to inherit eternal life. There is nothing that we can do in our power, in our strength, to inherit eternal life. Pride is a consistent stumbling block for prideful people, amen? It's a consistent stumbling block. Do you know how long it would take for you to get pride out of your head, out of your heart, out of your body, amen? So what I'm trying to tell you tonight is don't allow it in. See, they always said, if you get a devil an inch, he's going to take them out. That's exactly what it is. Because if you allow a little bit in, what do you think is going to happen if you continue to allow it in? It's going to fill you and it's going to overcome you. And what comes after pride? Destruction. Amen. We, saints, are not to boast about ourselves. If we want to boast, then we are to proclaim the glory of God. Amen. If I want to boast about anything, it's not going to be about myself. It's going to be about the one that got me where I am and the one that sustains me to be who I am. Amen. Now, what I'm saying about ourselves means nothing is that it is God that does the work within us. Amen. It is God that allows us to do the things that we do. So we have to give him the glory, honor, and the praise, not to let ourselves or allow ourselves to be lifted above anything else. So no matter what people are saying to you, don't allow that to get you in a place or get you that big head. Amen. Pride is giving ourselves the credit for something that God has accomplished. Amen. Pride is taking the glory that belongs to God alone and keeping it for ourselves. Amen. Everything that I have, everything that God has blessed me with, it is through him and by him. Amen. Pride is essentially self-worship. When you do something good and you give yourself the praise, the glory, the honor, anything we accomplish in this world would not be possible were it not for God enabling us and sustaining us and allowing us to do it. Saints, I want you to believe his word, receive his word, and live his word. Amen. That's my time for tonight. I thank you for allowing me into your households and into your hearts today. Amen.